Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, it is Garrett, and I'm here for Rated G Radio tonight. I'm kind of stumbling because I'm wanting to post like the second the show started, and the entry for the show started just a little bit sooner than expected. So I'm finishing the post. I never do that. And I'm going to say Paige and Megan are live with me on Rated G Radio. So I'm posting that to Facebook right now. So if you need a link and are wondering what's going on, as you sometimes are on Facebook before the show starts, we're going to do that right now. But we are lucky to have two fantastic people from Central Oregon. Near and dear to my heart is called Central Oregon Pride. And we have Paige and Megan who are joining us tonight from the Bend area. How are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us. We're super excited to be here with you.
I'm loving having you both here. I get a little bit of echo on the phone, so I'm not sure if it's because you guys are sitting so close together right there.
That
is it. Okay. So if you're okay with the echo, okay. So am I. Okay, there we go.
Well, we just separated to help
there,
make it better.
That's much better. Yeah. So I need to tell you, I haven't been to Bend, Oregon since probably like 1987 when I was coming back from visiting my grandparents who then lived in Lapine, and we used to own property over there 300 years ago when there was like, you know, outhouses and not a lot of electricity type of a thing. But my cousins still live in Bend, and they absolutely love it, and they just rave about how beautiful it is over there. And so I'm so excited that you guys are going to be here with us tonight to talk about Central Oregon Pride's festivities that are coming up. I think it's June 20th for you guys. So
tell us
everything about what we need to know about Central Oregon Pride.
Well, Central Oregon Pride, like you said, is going to be June 20th. It's going to be in Drake Park, right in the heart of Bend. You know, Central Oregon's got a bunch of surrounding communities, and so it's not just Bend Pride, but we also include all the folks out in Lapine and in Redmond and Prineville, all the surrounding communities. We've got, you know, a really great lineup of entertainment, lots of great vendors and nonprofits, and a ton of fun activities that are going to be happening all day long from noon until 6.
That is cool. So what is Central Oregon Pride like for people who have not been to the event that you've had in Bend before?
So Central Oregon Pride is going to be a little bit different than your big city festivals. We're definitely a more rural community, as you probably know from your days in Lapine. So definitely I'd say a lot more of an intimate pride, a lot more low-key. I mean, for us, it's big. We're up to about 50 vendors, and our sponsorship
Wow.
are at like 20,000, which is great for us. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we've definitely grown, but compared to our, you know, our friend Portland to the west, we're still pretty small, intimate pride. So it's more just like a local, friendly vibe with good times. We're even going to have lawn games this year, which we're really excited about.
So what are you guys going to do for lawn games?
Bocce ball and then those dart things. Megan, what are those darts called?
Lawn darts.
Nice.
So, yeah, more of that kind of feeling.
You know, one of the things that I find
interesting.
We're
also going to have ladder toss. Go ahead. We're going to have the ladder toss game and, you know, bean bags and hula hoops and tons of fun activities as well. We just want to get everybody as involved and hanging out and socializing as, you know, a community, since we don't have a lot of places in Bend where the LGBTQ community can gather.
So I that's going to be another question I was going to bring up later, but since you're bringing it up now, that is one thing that I find very common across the United States and talking to different groups, you know, because there are the big cities like Portland or Los Angeles or New York or, you know, the big cities like that that have the big pride celebrations you see on the news and it's just, you know, crazy and gajillions of people are there. But that's not the common experience for the majority of people across the country. The experience they have when they go to a pride festival is very common to what you're describing. So when you are living in a city that is like Bend, which is absolutely awesome, outside of the Pride festivals, what do people do to, you know, get together or hang out? Are there either gay bars or restaurants or places where people are, you know, secure and happy and safe?
You know, we actually don't have any purely gay establishments, which is something we'd really love to have, but we do have a lot of LGBTQ business owners that
you know, are very public about it. So we know, okay, this restaurant would be a good place to go, but it's not like you're going to walk in and everybody's going to be gay. We definitely don't have anything like that. But we do have a meetup group called Stars and Rainbows, which is really great. And they facilitate gay movie nights, you know, different outings all the time. So that's really awesome. And then Pride is actually run by the Human Dignity Coalition, and we do a bunch of advocacy too. So we do support groups and events and stuff like that. So we have certain things, but we don't have, definitely don't have a bar or a restaurant or anything like that yet.
Cool. Well, you know, Bend is growing. I hear great things about the city all the time, and I'm still getting just a little bit of echo before both
of you
here. We
moved closer to each other. We're separating
again. That's why.
You
guys must be such good friends. It's like you're inseparable. But just for the time here, or if you want to pass the phone back and forth or even put you on speaker, that would probably be okay too. So that way we got you. But I just want to make sure that everybody can hear you clearly. So how will this year's event be different from things that you've done in the past?
You know, this year is going to be bigger and better. Central Oregon Pride started, this is our 11th Pride, actually. So a decade ago, it was a very small gathering with a couple of dozen people in the park. It was more like a little barbecue, very low-key, quiet, without a lot of advertising. This year, you know, we're expecting a couple thousand people. We've got more vendors. We've got more sponsors. We've got, you know, more people intending to come than ever before. So each year we've been getting bigger, and, you know, the crowd is great, and we have a lot of fun seeing the same faces and new faces every year.
I love it. So one of the things that you've talked about is the fact that you have more sponsors this year. What would be maybe something that was surprising this year from a sponsorship standpoint that you didn't expect that came through and you were like, wow, that was really kind of cool?
I think the coolest sponsor that we have this year, I mean, not the coolest, I shouldn't say that.
They're
absolutely
all cool,
incredible.
Right?
We love them. Yeah, we love them so much. But I should say one of the more surprising ones was a local bowling alley that we had an incident with in the past about our community not necessarily being welcome. And this was well in the past. But they contacted us this year and said, how can we reach out? And they ended up donating their private bowling club to us for a Pride Week night, which is hundreds and hundreds of dollar value. And they totally changed their relationship with us, which has been one of the most exciting things for us this year.
Oh, my gosh. And
one of the other great sponsors that we have that started last year, actually, is Subaru of Bend. And, you know, Subaru has been a huge supporter of Prides across the country for many, many years. But here in Central Oregon, they were a little bit more reluctant to get involved initially because it is such a small town and it's a little bit more conservative here. And it's just been really great to see, you know, people that we've approached in the past, you know, coming to us in more recently and saying that they want to get involved and how can they help. And that's, you know, really fun to see that change happen here.
Well, I love hearing that Subaru is part of that because one of the shows that I listen to all the time is on Sirius XM OutQ 106 on Saturdays, and it's called The Focus Group. And John Nash and Tim Bennett are on the program. And for years and years and years, they worked for Subaru, and they always talk about their relationship and how welcoming the company culture is to LGBT groups around the country. So I'm excited to hear that they've come around and been to be part of your event there. So when you have the event, what type of a cross section of your community do you see? Do you have a lot of straight people that also show up because they know that this is like the funnest event in the entire region for the summer? Or
definitely.
You know, who's your cross section of the community here?
You know, we get a little bit of everyone. It's a huge weekend in Bend that we're putting Pride on. There's other activities happening in downtown Bend. So we get, you know, tons of people that are there intentionally, but we also get lots of people that just happen to be wandering through as they're going to other events. And so we get, you know, whole families coming through. We get, you know, a lot of people from the LGBTQ community, but we have, you know, everybody coming through the event during the day, which is great for visibility and for people getting to, you know, get involved in the community in different ways. But one of the things that I love most is seeing people that we never see come out to the event, like, you know, the people who are grocery shopping at midnight as opposed to coming out and being really public. It's like the one day of the year that everybody's getting together and gathering and having a great time.
So
you know, it's something we're also
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
We're really, really, really blessed here in Central Oregon to have an amazing community of straight allies. I have never seen such a thriving community of straight allies anywhere I've ever lived, and I've lived in some pretty major cities like San Diego and Boston. And I mean, our local PFLAG chapter is absolutely incredible, and they show up like you wouldn't even believe for us. So we love that too.
So when the event's over, because I know it, you know, because the 20th is going to be here before you know it. How long of a break do you take before you say, okay, it's time to start planning 2016?
About a week.
About a week.
Then we start going over, you know, what went well, what can we improve on. We want to make sure that we maintain those relationships with our vendors and our sponsors and our community so they're aware that we're going to be back again next year. And, you know, the Human Dignity Coalition, who's putting on Pride, also puts on a lot of other events throughout the year. So pretty much as soon as we're done with Pride, we also start planning our annual drag show that's going to happen in the fall.
Oh, that, well, you guys are going to have to come back on and talk about that. Or if I need to talk to the Human Dignity Coalition for that, let me know, because that would be fun to have you guys come back on and promote that. So for, I know that you have a whole lineup of things that are going to be taking place this Saturday. Can you kind of give a rundown of what people should be expecting and when they should show up and, you know, park, and do they need to bring, you know, chicken to barbecue, or is there going to be food, you know, all that good stuff?
Well, we'll have food. The event starts at noon. We're going to be having music starting at 12:30. We've got, actually, I guess it will be starting almost right at noon this year. We've got a student showcase coming on and an open mic. Around 1 o'clock, we've got Dykes on Bikes riding in. We've got a bunch of local favorite bands that will be performing throughout the day. And it's just going to be a huge lineup throughout the entire day. And then, of course, there's the booths that will be open starting at noon. Lots of fun vendors, lots of community organizations doing outreach. So, you know, there's something happening all day. And not only that, we have events all next week as well leading up to it. And we've already had a couple of events because, you know, June's Pride Month. And so why just stick to one day?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Well, so for the vendors that you're going to have there, what type of vendors do you have there this year that might have been there in the past that people can look forward to seeing again? And you know, outside of like Subaru, which is a fantastic name to add to the list, are there other vendors that are coming on for the first time that are just saying, well, we're going to try it and see how it goes?
You know, we have some amazing new vendors, plus we also really love our, you know, tried and true vendors as well. We have, for example, my hairstylist, they're Bishop's Barbershop. They're based in Portland, and they're really involved with Portland Pride, and they've decided to kind of reach out with Ben Pride. So Bishop's will be there. They're going to have some fun games, trying to convince them to do some hair, some rainbow spray paint, stuff like that. And Bishop's is actually wonderful because they hosted gay karaoke for us last week, so we kind of kicked off with that.
Nice.
So, and they're also making Bishop's Central Pride shirts that people, Central Oregon Pride shirts that people can buy. So people like that are a great new face for the vendors. And then we have our, like I said, the ones we've had for a while. We have so many churches that come show up, which is really, really great for people in this area. Lots and lots and lots of restaurants. Really all kinds of people show up to vend. Of course, all the political folks, HRC comes over. And Megan mentioned Dykes on Bikes. So Dykes on Bikes is actually coming all the way from Portland for us. So things like that are exciting, too.
Very, very cool. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's been a hot minute since I've been to a Pride. And I went to Long Beach Pride a couple of weeks ago here in Southern California, where I'm based. And I was really, really surprised at the number of churches that were there in compared to when the last Pride that I attended, which was in Phoenix. And, you know, it was 300 degrees in the middle of summer, and it was just, you know, super, super hot. But I was really impressed with the number of churches that were there. Do you, and, you know, and they were just like, yeah, we, you know, we're very welcoming. We love everybody. And, you know, I even had a booth that was down here that was like a, what do you call it? You know, when you go to Las Vegas and you get married in one of those drive-through type of things, they had one of those type of a services. They were, yeah, it was just a crazy thing. What is the response from the people who are attending to see when they see so many religious organizations, you know, participating at Pride?
You know, it's really interesting to see how accepting some of our congregations around here are. There's a group that kind of gathered together and created welcoming congregations here in Central Oregon to let people know that there are some LGBTQ friendly
you know, options for people to explore their faith here in Central Oregon. It's really cool to see how many people react so positively to that, because a lot of people in our community have been told that, you know, they are going against God's will, you know, by being gay, which is completely not true. I mean, it's how God made us. And so it's really beautiful to see so many churches coming around and offering, you know, their churches as a safe haven for spirituality for a lot of different people. And it's also interesting because, you know, last year we didn't have any protesters at Pride. It was our first year without protesters at Pride. And it seems like, you know, the faith communities have really come around and become more supportive of the LGBTQ community. And so we no longer have, you know, somebody with a sign saying that, you know, the gay people are going to hell or God hates fags, which we, you know, unfortunately have had some of in the past.
Is that crazy? And then today's day and age, and I just, for one, I just don't get it, because whenever I see those type of protests around the country, you know, I look at them and go, like, are you still living in the Stone Ages or something? Because that is just so prehistoric in your thinking. But, you know, it's like that's the only thing these people have to cling to be excited about. And I feel very, very sorry for them, for their lack of other stimulation in their life where that's the only thing that they have to go on. Because I think it limits them in their ability to enjoy life and just be happy, because clearly they're not. So I don't know. I'm glad you guys don't have protesters. I think that's really exciting that everybody's there and they're just having a good time. So what would be something that if I'm a first-time attendee to Central Oregon Pride that I would really want to make sure that I do? And don't say everything the whole week, because that would be something I would want to do. But if there's, you know, something that's coming up this week, what's a must-do?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the absolute best thing that we're going to be doing
Saturday,
which is we're going to have a tie-dye booth. So people, we're going to be selling souvenir Pride shirts, which, you know, we've done in the past, but we're really ramping that up this year. So we're going to have these white shirts and they say Pride across them in black. And then people can go tie-dye them for free. So we're going to have a huge tie-dye booth so they can make their shirt rainbow or pink or green or whatever. And we're really, really excited about that because people can kind of make their own souvenirs and be able to show them off and tell people about them.
Gosh.
So I'd say Megan and I are probably both the most excited about the tie-dye booth.
We are from Oregon after all. We've got to represent the hippies and the tie-dye.
If I were there, I would still be in the tie-dye line. I don't think that would be the one line. I don't think I would ever leave. And like, okay, I made 55 shirts. I need to do 56. I'll, you know, that is awesome. Oh my gosh. Well, is there anything else while I've got you here that you guys want to promote tonight or talk about that I can share with folks?
Well, you know, I'd love to see as many people as possible come over to Central Oregon Pride. We definitely have a strong contingent of people that are going to be coming from the Portland area or from the valley, from the west side of the Cascades. And so we really, really love to see our supporters from outside of Central Oregon come as well. But we also really want to encourage all the people in Central Oregon, not just in Bend, to come on down. And hopefully if you can't come this year, you'll be able to come next year.
Absolutely. I totally would. Okay, now I have to ask you this. You talked about the Central Oregon Pride T-shirts that you can order. How do I do that? Because I want to go wherever I need to order one of those and do that tonight.
Do you want us to tie-dye it for you, or do you want to, like, tie-dye, or how do you want to
I don't know. All I know is I want a commemorative shirt for the event. So if it's a tie-dye,
well,
that would be really cool.
You can have me and Megan do it for you.
Oh, my
how
gosh. I'm so on board with that. Okay, we'll work out the details
offline.
We
don't have any sales online this year for the shirts, but we'll have to put that on the agenda for next year.
Oh, my gosh. That would be totally, totally cool. I will wear it everywhere and tell them I got it from Paige and Megan at Central Oregon Pride. That would be fantastic.
Well, you can be like the president of Human Dignity Coalition, which is Megan, tie-dyed this shirt for me.
And if you autograph it, even better, because that will totally be very, very cool. Oh, my gosh. I'm so on board.
But on that note, though, we do have our Facebook page is really active. So if people, it's not like we don't have an online presence at all. So if people did want to share it or any more information, definitely look up Central Oregon Pride on Facebook, and our website is centraloregonpride.org. So, you know, we don't have official online sales set up, but we can definitely
you can get
accommodate
people hooked
folks.
Up. Cool.
Yeah,
well, if you're
totally.
So, two announcements here. If you're listening to the show on West Star Radio Network in the UK, ladies, I didn't tell you this ahead of time, but we're broadcasting live across the pond in the United Kingdom. If you would like more information, you can go to centraloregonpride.org for more information. And then the Facebook page is for the event is just look up Central Oregon Pride 2015. You can find that with all the information there as well. If you are listening on Reda G Radio tonight on the Blog Talk platform, I've already made that so easy for you. All you have to do is click the links, and it will take you right there to get all the information and find out all the cool stuff that you want to do. Last words of wisdom, I mean, things that just from an Oregonian perspective that we should know in June. Do you have sunshine right now? Because I know when I lived there, we had 4 legislatively approved sunny days a month, so I'm hoping you're going to reserve those for your pride.
Well, you were in the wrong part of Oregon. We have 300 days of sunshine here in Central Oregon.
Wow.
So pretty much guaranteed to have sunshine on Pride. Today we were in the mid-80s. We're actually in my front yard in downtown Bend, which is a beautiful, beautiful setting. And we're expecting to have weather in the low to mid-80s for Central Oregon Pride. So it will be a perfect day to be out there on the park next to the river.
Okay, can I ask one unrelated question? This has nothing to do with Pride or anything like that. But when I lived in Oregon 3 million years ago, there was a store called Bi-Mart that was there that was like my favorite. It was like the precursor to like a Costco. Do they still have Bi-Marts there?
Yes, we do. Yes. And, you know, I don't think we have it this year, but last year we even had some Bi-Mart gift cards in our silent auction.
Oh, my gosh. I loved Bi-Mart. That was like my favorite store ever to go to. So, yeah, anyway, that's a side note for everything else. Well, Paige, Megan, I hope you have a fantastic Pride. Hopefully you'll call back after June 20th and let us know how things went. And for everybody else, we're going to do some headlines of the day and fun stories right after this. And this is my new song, Gay Wedding. Ladies, thank you so much. And, again, have a great night.
Yeah, we'll pop
Thank you.
In the mail.
Thank you.
Second to no one.
One, two, one.
Hey, Mr. Our time has come. Hey, Mr. marry your true love. Hey, Mr. Hot Bun.
Nice day to start again.
hearts are light with this love. And you crave at night for this love. And you give your all for this love. And you know you're good with this love.
That's Gay Wedding by me. Can you believe it? I can't believe it either. But it was so much fun to record, and I'm thrilled to be able to share that with so many different prides around the country this June Pride Month, including our dear friends at Central Oregon Pride in Bend, Oregon. If you're planning on being in the Bend area around the 20th of the month, I encourage you to go and hang out with the people at Central Oregon Pride. For more information, go to centraloregonpride.org. And if you're listening on the Facebook Radio G Radio page, there's also a link to their Facebook fan page as well for the event. Click on that. Earlier today, recent Rated G Radio guest, Rob Watson, wrote a letter that was just going crazy on LGBTQNation.com. You probably have seen this couple in the news, and it's very interesting to hear and see people who, how do I say this nicely? There's no nice way to say it, but, you know, it's like, we don't like what's going on, so we're going to stomp our feet and hold our breath. So there's this couple in Australia who have said if Australia passes marriage equality, they are going to get divorced. Have you heard about this couple? It's Nick and Sarah Jensen. They've declared that Australia should recognize only marriage between one man and one woman. And if they pass a law in Australia to recognize same-sex marriages, they will get a divorce. Nick states they married, quote, as a fundamental order of creation, part of God's intimate story for human nature, man and woman for the sake of children, faithful and for life. And so, comma, if later on, I added that for emphasis, and so, comma, if later on in the year the state does go ahead and changes the definition of marriage and changes the terms of that contract, we can no longer partake of that new definition, unfortunately. It's so funny. So, it's not funny to them, I realize that, but it's funny to read that he's going to, you know, be upset about this. So here's a little bit about Rob's article. Then I'm going to read the letter that Rob actually wrote. And I have a follow-up to this as just a little commentary. But here's the note from Rob. And Rob, by the way, is an LGBT dad with two sons. He says, my son Jesse has always been the one to lead in their game playing. When they were about 6 years old, Jesse would create card games to play. And after a while, Jason would become very frustrated and I would have to intercede. It was not difficult to see the cause of their conflict. The cards and rules of the game were literally stacked against Jason. As they were explained to me, I could see why the rules would only lead to the point where Jesse would win. So I made changes to the rules. As soon as that happened, Jesse, who was a bright kid, could see that things were not exclusive to him anymore, and he immediately quit, saying, I don't want to play anymore. And then he would also chime in, it's not fair. The Jensens, that's our dear friends above, that's Nick and Sarah Jensen, you know, they're having a similar meltdown. They see that the rules which favor only them are changing, and therefore they want to quit. So Rob went ahead and wrote them a letter. And if my internet will go a little bit faster here on this fantastic Verizon super high-speed internet that's sometimes like dial-up, here is the letter. It's from Mr. Rob Watson. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Jensen, I was sad to hear of your decision to divorce should same-sex marriage become legal in Australia. It is indeed distressing that you would throw something away so cavalierly that others have worked so hard to achieve. I kind of get it. You had something that you felt held you above others, made you feel special and a bit elite. That really was not the case. Here in the U.S., they allow convicted murderers to marry from prison, even the ones who have slaughtered their families like the Menendez brothers. Those who are allowed to marry are not really as holy or special as you seem to regard. In any case, they do seem to be ranked, in your opinion, above the people you don't want to marry. That's LGBT people. In your declaration of your decision to divorce, you make clear that you want to control over the rules or you won't play by them anymore. I've had a similar situation with one of my sons who, in his young life, refused to play games that were not set up by rules he made himself. It took a little time, but I finally showed him that the things that are worthwhile are not the things that cause us to win no matter what. They're the things that exponentially expand joy and love. Rules are worthless if they are not based on principles. To make things really valuable, these principles should include equality, fairness, inspiration, nurture, and positive development. You are, quote-unquote, quitting, not because of anything having to do with your own marriage or family, but because another family might be given the opportunity for security, honor, and growth. Your rationale is not sound, it is not compassionate, nor would anyone on any side of it grow better because of it. Your proposed actions are, in a word, childish. Such actions have no basis in the Bible, which only allows for divorce in the case of adultery. They have no basis in history, since traditional marriage was polygamously oriented. I read really well, folks. Polygamously oriented in ways you fear that marriage today might evolve. Your actions are also inaccurate in terms of the intentions of others to marry. You have declared that it would now make, quote, marriage detached from children, that it's just about love, unquote. This makes no sense. LGBT families have and intend to have children. Many times these children are rescued from life-threatening or other dire situations. The vapid, quote-unquote, every child deserves parents of specific biologies, that argument fails very flat to kids who would give anything simply to be fed, nurtured, and escaped either neglect or abuse. Many, many couples who wed today also do not intend to have children. I officiated a lovely man and woman couple in their 60s recently, and both would faint dead away at your assertion of my union of them was based on the fact that they had to bear children. They showed up, quote, about love, unquote, and have been an inspiration in doing so, as the wife today stands firmly by her husband, who is vehemently battling lung cancer. LGBT couples are not coming together in marriage to spite you. They have no intention of affecting your marriage in any way. They have fought very hard for this, right? Because it is something of great value in their own lives. Last week, I officiated at a wedding of two beautiful men. The marriage's meaning was clear to all when the first groom emerged from the wings being walked down the aisle with his mother. His eyes were brimming with tears. It was evident that this moment was a pinnacle in his life. He was transforming into a further definition of himself and his identity as part of a family. Whether that family is just he and his spouse, or whether kids will be added, I don't know, and it's none of my business, nor is it any of yours. If you choose to divorce because of what this young man has achieved for himself in his life, then it's your prerogative. Just as he did not blame you for his marriage, neither should you blame anyone else for your intended divorce. If you choose to divorce because others might gain what you have valued in life, you are not making a statement about your marriage. You are not making a statement about love. You are not making a statement about family. You are making a statement about your own damaged egos. And it is time to grow up. That is an article that is just hot off the presses tonight off of LGBTQ Nation. The title of the article is A Gay Dad's Letter to the Australian Couple Who Threatens Divorce If Marriage Equality Is Realized. Now, it's interesting that Rob has written this article, the second one in as many weeks. Last week, he wrote a letter to the Duggar family, who you'll remember from the, you know, crazy stuff that was going on in the news with them. Well, I don't want to give any publicity to that particular family, but I do want to give Rob credit for writing a very dynamic letter that was picked up across the media presses quickly. And he's in Northern California and was brought down to L.A. for a guest spot on MSNBC last week. And I thought that was really, really impressive, just simply for the fact that this man who is a he's an engineer, he's a certified minister, he's an activist, he's a dad, he is so much He's on national television talking about his thoughts on that particular case. So with that, if Rob wants to call in, I know he's doing stuff with the kids tonight, but if Rob, if you want to call in, we're live for about another 25 minutes. You're welcome to do so. Tonight in non-LGBTQ news, I would like to, well, just do a little remembering of a professional wrestler that I used to watch many years ago. And he was always quite the showman. It was the American Dream. Dusty Rhodes has passed away today. His name is Virgil Reynolds. He died at 69 today in his home. He was apparently suffering from kidney failure of some kind. He fell and he's now passed. But you'll remember him. If you watch professional wrestling at any time in the 70s, 80s, even into the 90s, you'll remember him as the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, three-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, successful booker. The booker is the person who kind of like, controls the storylines for World Championship Wrestling, Georgia Championship Wrestling, also the Florida Territories, and just a huge dynamic presence in the sport of professional wrestling. And very sad to see him go. I will remember one of my fond memories. I wasn't really any kind of a Dusty Rhodes fan when I first had the chance to see him on Georgia Championship Wrestling. It was before it became World Championship Wrestling. So back in the day when you had Gordon Solie and Freddie Miller as the co-hosts or the announcers for the show, there was this long-standing feud that Dusty had with the despicable bad guys. We call them heels in today's lingo of open technology, should we say, of the professional wrestling world. But these heels were called the Assassins, Assassin Number One and Assassin Number Two. And they had done all of these dastardly things to Dusty Rhodes and beaten him down. And, the plot lines for these were, at the time, dramatic and exciting, and it would get your adrenaline going, and it would put thousands and thousands and thousands of butts in the seats at the Omni in Atlanta or wherever they would take the Georgia Championship Wrestling tour around the country. They're mostly in the Southeast, sometimes in the Northeast, but mostly in the Southeast. And I'd watch them every Saturday. And in fact, when living in Oregon, I would skip sometimes going to Detroit Lake to go water skiing on a Saturday or a Sunday, because I had to stay home and watch Georgia Championship Wrestling. It was the days before VCRs were there, and so you either caught it live or you didn't catch it, and wrestling was that important to me at the time to miss out on family vacations like that. So I'd stay home or I'd come home early. So I remember this one time, it's probably in 1980, 81, 82 maybe, and Dusty Rhodes was cornered into a cage match with the Assassins, and Dusty needed to pick a partner. And so Dusty goes and picks the toughest, most rough and tough and tumble guy that he could possibly find. And it was somebody that you'd never think that Dusty's going to pick, because he could have picked Mr. Wrestling Number Two. He could have picked Tommy Rich. He could have picked a whole host of other baby faces or the good guys of the wrestling world. And he picks Ole Anderson of Ole and Arn Anderson fame, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. He went and got this hard-nosed, just tough-as-nails Ole Anderson to be his tag team partner, and I remember this ever so clearly. Ole gets really excited, and he's like, Dusty, I'm going to be there with you, and I've got your back. You can trust me. And now you should see the writing on the walls. But back in the day, you said, I'm taking that leap of faith. I'm suspending my disbelief, and I am going along for the ride. So the big night comes, and you see what happened like the following week on Georgia Championship Wrestling. They'd have like a little bit of a clip from the Omni, and that was like the big thing. And you just couldn't wait to, find out what was going to happen, because you just really hoped that Dusty would finally get revenge on these horrible guys, these masked assassins that would come dressed in black with these black masks, with these yellow, with the yellow borders on. I mean, you knew that they were just never going to be up to no good. Well, so they get to the cage match, everything's going great, and then at the pivotal moment, you call it the hot tag, when, you've got to reach out, and, the good guy is down, and he's reaching out to tag the other good guy, and Ole Anderson turns his back on Dusty Rhodes and starts beating the crap out of Dusty Rhodes, and the Assassins join in, and then it's like a 3-on-1, just slaughter of Dusty Rhodes during this match. But of course, Dusty lived to wrestle another day. But, you know, he had so many great matches and so many great different memories. You know, I'll tell you, he didn't have the Hulk Hogan physique. He didn't have the Ric Flair physique. He was not the Ultimate Warrior. But he told a great story, and he always had the bionic elbow or the $6 million elbow and would knock his opponents out with that. And you would be cheering and jumping up and down in your seats. And it was always a pleasure to be able to see Dusty Rhodes be part of the live experience. In later years, he went on to be a television announcer with both the WWE and TNA, Total Nonstop Action. And of course, went back to TNA to, you know, finish his career, and he's still recognized as a WWE Hall of Famer. And very exciting, you know, time to see someone in his older years, you know, still be on television, either in a consultative role or on camera in some capacity. And his two sons are Dusty's sons, Dustin Runnels, but you know him better as Goldust. And then his other son, Stardust, is also in the WWE right now. And they were making a successful tag team last year. And, of course, as they do with all tag teams, at some point the tag team has to fall apart and split up and then feud with each other. So you've seen that take place over the last, you know, 6-9 months. So to anybody who has enjoyed watching Dusty Rhodes over the years, I know that your heart will be heavy tonight as we say goodbye to that wrestling legend. But we can enjoy him in lots of memories online. And I'm going to see if we've got, let's see here. We're going to go to Real. Do I have Real American? This is actually Hulk Hogan, but this is a wrestling entrance music for Hulk Hogan, the Real American by Jim Johnston. But I love it because it really kind of has the same flavor that Dusty would always have coming into the ring. So we're going to play that, and we'll come back right after this. Dusty Rhodes, Mr. Virgil Runners, today at 69. So a lot of people have been pinging me throughout the show today. If you are wanting to get my new album, Blonde Jesus, it is now available on iTunes. I'm going to make two really super easy ways for you to get it. You can go to iTunes, look up my name, Garrett Miller, and then, of course, you can download the album Blonde Jesus today. I'd love it when you do that. Or if you'd like an autographed CD, if you go to my website at garrettmiller.com, I've got an offer there for a download and also an autographed CD mailed directly to your home. Also, you can pick up my first album, Eyes Wide, at the same time, which is always a fun thing to do. That's where it all started, people, back in the day. But we've got cool entertainment news here with more gay pride stuff. It's June Pride Month, so we're going to be talking to lots of different gay prides around the country. But Iggy Azalea is out, and Nick Jonas is in. This is out of Pittsburgh today. Nick Jonas is replacing Iggy Azalea as the headline performer at Pittsburgh Gay Pride event. Azalea withdrew from Saturday's Pride in the Street concert amid criticism for making anti-gay and racist remarks on social media. I think that was a long time ago, too. Jonas seemed a natural choice to replace Azalea. The 22-year-old former Jonas Brothers frontman has a sizable gay following and plays a gay boxer in the DirecTV series Kingdom. Quote, having grown up in a theater and having made a lot of friends that were gay at an early age, it's really, I think, great exposure to that community and the importance as a heterosexual male speaking up and doing all I can to be of support, Jonas said in an interview with the Associated Press on Thursday. Azalea dropped out, and as she and the event's organizer, the Delta Foundation, faced pressure from advocacy groups who said her social media remarks were inconsistent with values of acceptance. Azalea says that she deeply regrets the remarks and that they aren't reflective of her character and firm belief in equality. Other performers this weekend include DJ Digital Dave, DJ Strobe, Theatrix, Chance Encounters, and Steel Pan Pittsburgh. Jonas has recently had success with hit songs Jealous and Chains. So Mr. Nick Jonas is in at the Gay Pride in Pittsburgh this weekend, which is cool to hear and see. It's always interesting, you know. It's like, you know, especially when somebody is, you know, looks a certain way, and let's face it, you know, Nick Jonas doesn't break a lot of mirrors. And, you know, when you have straight allies that are out there that look a certain way and they're like, you know, just be yourself, have fun, and let's, you know, everybody get along and be friends. You know, they all say, oh, you know, it's Nick Jonas. It's like, no, he can just be himself, you know, let the guy do whatever he wants. He's just trying to be a good ally. He's been that way for a long time. But I do think it's funny that Iggy Azalea is out at this at the same week that she's canceled her entire world tour that was put on hold from last year, and she claims it's because she's like super picky about things. I'm thinking it's probably because nobody is buying tickets to go see her. If you played a song, you could play 20 songs in a row that were all hers, I don't think I'd recognize any of them. Don't wish her ill or anything like that. I'm just not familiar with her work. So it's interesting that she had this big concert tour planned for last fall that got put on hold, that was supposed to take place this spring, then now it gets canceled. And it's due to the fact that she's really, really busy and recording more music. If that's the story you want to go with, I suppose that's an okay thing to do. That is interesting, to say the least. I'm going to actually kind of wrap the show up tonight. We've got 11 minutes left, and you're going to go, well, you're going to end the show early? No, I'm not going to end the show early. I'm going to give you some music that you have been asking for and begging for that I haven't been able to do, including the last song, which we didn't even get to last night, for Michael Grimm. It's called The Wind. We're going to play that next. But here's a little sneak preview for Friday's dance party. We're going to do the show early. Now, I don't know how early tomorrow we're going to do this, because we're normally set to do this at 7 o'clock. But we had such an overwhelming response to having Michael Grimm on the show last night. Again, you'll remember he was the winner of America's Got Talent. We did his world premiere for his brand new album, Grimm, which hits streets June 15th. Go out and buy that. I had such a crazy response today from hundreds of you across the country saying, we want to hear this again. And I know that you can hear it on the archives. But I thought, you know, let's go ahead and put this on the Friday night dance party as a two-hour show, because this way it'll hit across the pond as well for Chat and Spin Radio, which I love to do, and then also for our friends at West Star Radio. So we're going to actually replay the interview tomorrow night with Michael Grimm for the first hour. And the second hour, I'm still taking your requests live. So even while the recording is playing for his interview tomorrow, I'm going to be live and interacting with you on Facebook in the Blog Talk chat room and taking your requests for hour number two, as I always do on a Friday. But I don't know what time we're going to do the show, because I can start the show really any time from midnight tonight until midnight tomorrow night. And it's just a matter of timing and when I can do that. So that way we can, you know, get a lot of you, you know, interacting. I may want to try to do it at midnight and see what kind of a response we get for people wanting to call in and, you know, make song requests tonight. I don't know. We may do it first thing in the morning, like a morning drive time show. We'll have to see. But, of course, I'll post that on Facebook for you all to know. And, of course, on Blog Talk, if you follow the show, as I always encourage you to do, you'll be able to get an email or text when the show goes live. So you can just click it and listen. If you like the show, always feel free to share the show with your friends. We pick up a lot of new listeners every week that way. You can also listen to the show as a podcast on iTunes. Just go look for Rated G Radio, and then you can download it. Take all the episodes with you. Listen in the gym, listen in the car, listen on the plane. You can take Rated G Radio wherever you like. And I always think that's a really fun thing to do. But more fun, we'll be playing Michael Grimm's The Wind, this next song. Again, super big thanks to Paige and Megan with Central Oregon Pride. If you're in the area June 20th, I encourage you to go to Bend and hang out with lots of cool people. I want my tie-dyed shirt, lady, so I'm going to be contacting you to get that, and I'll pay for it too. So it's, you know, I'm not even looking for a freebie. But we'll be back tomorrow with the Friday Night Dance Party. As I always remind you, please don't drive distracted. Make a great day doing whatever it is that you love to do, and you know, be kind to one another. We'll see you tomorrow.
You walked on water when I was a kid, amazed I could have you as long as I did. I wanted you longer, but heaven forbid. And so the wind blows, and so the wind blows that wore down the great light. But we were two ships just passing by. Inside the shadows of the twilight. And so the wind blows, and so the wind blows, bitterness taking a bite. than I'll ever be.
like my ship is lost out at sea. As we lay you down beneath the oak tree, and so the wind blows, and so the wind blows, spirit finally set free. And so the wind blows, and so the wind blows, bringing you softly to me.
listening to Rated G Radio.